I get so nervous. Well, I don't get nervous. I kind of just accepted that it's like too late for me to take back all the things I've said.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, if you're going to, and also I think that cancel culture is dying right now and people are kind of getting over tattling on each other for saying
Well, they're just,
things.
They're it's realizing like, it's not doing anything.
It's not real. We all say horrible things.
Every single person.
Every person says something bad. And whether it's funny or they're serious, everyone's saying bad things. And it's like, you can't just make everyone lose their jobs because you don't like yeah. the things they're saying.
Well, yeah.
It's insane.
Remember freedom of speech? It's gone, bitch.
It's gone.
It's fucking gone.
It's gone. You used to be able to say what you want.
Yeah.
And now what?
Now you can't. And Kill Tony, that's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like you, everybody says the worst shit. I mean, I said some horrible things on there before he was filming.
Yeah, God,
he might
lucky.
Have been filming early.
Yeah.
Were you guys being filmed? Or?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I think they didn't put it out like they do now.
No, they're all out.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, they're all out on YouTube. Out. Every one of them is
every
on
embarrassing set.
Maybe it is.
I mean, some people are like, I saw your sets on Kill Tony. I'm like, you saw my third set online? Like,
yeah, what an asshole. Or they judge you on like, oh, I saw that set where you did. And I'm like, that was the second week of comedy.
Yeah.
Like, at least go to the next clip.
Please stop looking at my old videos that I didn't post. If you look exactly. at my YouTube page, I don't post any of my stand-up. Ever.
Why?
I just...
Well, you just recorded a special.
I just recorded
a
special.
Oh, yeah. How did it go?
Good.
I'm excited.
It was really good. I was really excited. Actually, you know what's funny? Your special is the only one I've ever, like, comedian special I've ever gone to and watched.
Oh, here.
Yeah. It was
oh,
awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
It was really good. But I never put my stuff out online. I feel like it's weird to put your, I don't know it.
Well, you have so much other content as well, you guys especially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you guys have done so many things together and separately, whatever. But I always talk about working with you guys when you cast me as Sandro's mom.
Sandro's
so
mom.
Funny.
You're a good actress.
But I remember my brother Johnny going,
Sandro's
he's,
mom.
He's older than you, right?
I was like, that was the bit. That was the bit.
Everybody was like,
it's so funny.
Everybody was like, it was so funny, but like, she didn't look old enough to be his mom.
We were like, we know.
Oh, I have full Farrah Fawcett, my hair. Like,
oh my God.
Wasn't it like, oh.
Yeah.
But it was just, I'm saying like, you guys write so well. Your stage persona, hysterical. Like,
thank
so
you.
Good.
Thank
so you. I'm like, so happy that you're finally part of this, which you're always part of. Because somebody was like, well, you know, these new people, they don't really have Comedy Store stories. And I'm like, but Kim and Sarah definitely do because they've been here every motherfucking night.
Oh, yeah. My God. We've
all
been here
years.
We've been here before the cameras, first of all. We were here before the cameras.
Before that's, Adam. I was here when Tommy was the...
But
me
was,
too.
Adam was
the
manager.
Yeah, we were BA before Adam.
BA. Perfect.
Yeah,
that's
BA.
The best way...
But we were also AT after Tommy.
Yeah. No, I came when Tommy was here.
Yeah. That's yeah. Right. I was here when
he
Tommy was here too.
Was he? How was he to you guys?
He said this to me.
He was a talent coordinator. We make fun of him a lot. So if they know the Comedy Store podcast,
he'd be like. I'd be like, how's my set? He'd be like, well, first of all, they say eyes are the window to your soul and you have great ones. So thank your parents. I was like, what about my set, though?
Did you hear the jokes? Or like, how did you respond?
I was like, wow. Thanks. And then I just walked out. And then he would pop
you
out.
Smoke pot?
He'd pop out the back and go, does anyone have a bowl for me? Do you remember that?
Like, I don't know. Do you have a spot for me? Get out of here.
So many comics got spots that way.
Just giving
them weed.
Weed.
Giving them weed.
Oh, I didn't know. I would
giving
have
him weed.
Weed. I
didn't
know.
My ex used to bring weed for him. Hey, I'll bring Tommy weed. I'm like, you don't have to. And I was like, it's not going to help me become a paid regular faster.
Double time for you. Yeah, I love that.
But he was so cute about it. He's like, yeah, but he likes weed. Like Ron, my ex used to bring everybody weed. Mm-hmm. That was his favorite. He grew it. So it was his favorite thing to do. And I was like, no, you really don't. Like,
it's fine.
I hired him. Yeah, I think I'll be
please.
All right.
We don't have to give him anything. Tommy was a character.
Oh, yeah. When he came in applying for a job, he had a guitar and just the hair. And we were like, can you answer phones? You know, and we had nobody New Year's Eve day. And he was like, he just went up there, played that guitar, smoked weed, answered the phone all fucking day. I swear he was up there 20 hours easily, because I remember like the night ended and I was like, he's still here. Like, I was finished waiting tables. Uh-uh. And I'm like, we got to get this guy the fuck out of here.
Where yeah. is he?
Some island.
He's dead.
playing music. One of his family members has a, like, a hotel, or they worked at a hotel. I'm not sure exactly, mm-hmm. but he's there playing music.
He's
and stuff.
Thriving somewhere.
He's hotel telling comedy entertainment.
Store. Telling comedy store stories. Wow. Yep. I used to run the comedy store. Rick does him the best. So. Because they spent more time with him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was like, this guy's just going to drive me fucking crazy.
That's how I felt about him, too. I was like, I can't talk to this guy for too long. He talks too slow.
Right.
My ADD can't handle it. Well, Mitzi says when you go on stage.
Well, the building likes you, Kim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't.
It wants to finger you.
I'm the building.
He's a transformer.
When you go on stage, you don't have to tell a joke, but you have to tell the truth.
Did he say that to you?
Yeah.
That's such a good line.
Yeah.
He had all these like
anecdotes. He had good lines, and he had a lot of advice from Mitzi that I liked.
But well, it wasn't from Mitzi at all.
Oh, it was a lie.
Yeah, it's a constant lie.
No, he didn't talk about my eyes. I'm kind of insulted he didn't want to fuck me, but he was brown.
Mitzi says yeah. eyes are a window to the soul, and you have yeah. great ones. He thank your parents.
He may have thought you were different.
Yeah.
Too dark. Mm-hmm. I get it.
He only talked to me in the winter.
After the tan fades. Yeah.
The tan fades away.
Yeah.
But so when you got, did you guys showcase? Did he get you a showcase, Tommy?
No.
Never.
He never put you on.
No.
Not in development.
No,
nothing.
We got passed as friends and family 2 years after starting Kill Tony. On the last day of Kill Tony, it was like the surprise we got was like, you're done. It was Tony's way of kicking us off the show. He was like, you're done, but you're friends and family. And we were like, cool.
You did it for 2 years, Kill
yeah.
Tony?
2 years, a brand new wow. minute every week for 2 years.
That's yeah. fucking impressive.
It was crazy.
And sometimes, though, like, you'd get up there and you'd think it was going to go one way and it would go a very different way. Uh-huh. And then it would be like all I could think about because mm-hmm. you that was the only way people knew you was mm-hmm. like your 1 minute set. Like, I remember if I had a bad one, I would be so upset, like a crazy person.
Yeah,
because now it's on YouTube.
Because now it's on YouTube, people can tweet you, and people have opinions.
They also think that's like that he was doing it that bit, like that he was putting it online. That
it's all online. Like the first time, some of the times it's the first time you say the joke. Like you've written the joke.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I thought it was all audio. I don't know. I'm an idiot. Wow.
No, it was all on video.
But even still, he was getting listeners.
Yes.
So,
and some of the listeners are like from Kill Tony have become our really loyal fans. Like,
oh yeah,
it's crazy,
which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like lifelong. Like the people who fuck with Kill Tony heavily fuck with it, and then they just follow all of the people, and it's really crazy.
They're diehard. They're like cult fans. Yeah. It's great.
I kind of like that.
I love it too. It's ticket sales.
Fuck yeah!
You need the fans. The fans. Are
Every
important.
Time I do Kill Tony, I get hit up. By mm-hmm. people or, you know, Twitter, on everywhere, yeah. even TikTok. They'll be like, oh, we saw your Kill Tony. I'm like, oh, I think I just for the first time reposted, but I have so many more. I was like, oh, I should post those because people really like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus he's fucking selling out arenas, Christ on a cross.
I know.
I cannot believe that. That's so crazy.
It's so crazy.
But it's true. The comics, you grow so much. I mean, think of that stage time once a week. I know it's only a minute, but they say that 10,000 hours, you know, you guys are fucking putting that in and writing a new minute every week.
Mm-hmm. Also, this is fucked up. I know exactly how long it takes for a minute to go by.
Me too. Same.
Like when someone's like, oh, I'll be back in 5 minutes. I know exactly how long that is.
Eight. Or if that was eight.
Yeah. That's how I am. I'm like, I know exactly what 60 seconds is. And so it's really helped me just like not need a stopwatch.
Well,
or
after
anything.
60 seconds, can you hear a meow, meow?
Yeah, I still hear that fucking cat in my sleep.
What was the next one?
The bear.
That's so funny in your head.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, so we've been out here since... This is how long me and Sarah have been out here. We've been at the Comedy Store since the main room had the piano on it.
On the stage,
On though. The stage.
See, I've been here so long, it was next to it.
Whoa. When it was
like
Sarah's?
A Jeff Scott.
My name is Eleanor.
Who knew Susan? Something like that. I don't know.
I'm a lady and I dance.
I couldn't think of any of those old timey songs.
Me neither. Honestly, both of mine came out worse than I thought they would. What is an old timey song?
I'm doing Arthur. Yeah. Like I was doing, if you knew Susan, like I knew Susan. I don't even know if that's a real song.
I'm a lady. We're all ladies here.
Get off the stage, bitch.
We need a Natasha Leggero to do it. She always does that.
Yeah.
That old timey shit.
She's so funny.
The piano was next, like a Jeff Scott would play or Mike Becker, like, and the comics relied on it so much. Mm-hmm. It was part of their act. Some of the comics would take them on the road with them.
Wow.
Because I think Steven Glickman, that happened to him, yeah. Like, because he was playing piano here for a few minutes. And just like people were like, oh, let's go together, even right. though he's a headliner in his own right. But like a couple, Avery, he goes on the road with people like
that makes
so
sense.
So it still kind of happens, but it used to happen so much in the 80s because they needed it.
The piano's a good 90s. Collab.
Piano and a tap dancer.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I'm a good tap dancer.
Someone tap you dancing are? Your punchlines?
No. I went to Debbie Reynolds' tap dancing school in the Valley with my friend for a workout. She goes, no, it's a good workout. I was like, but I'm not good. And so I bought these tap shoes, gigantic. I have a size 11, so gigantic tap shoes. No tapper is wearing that size. And I'm trying. And the girl who was teaching us was like, you're doing great. And I kept like bumping into everybody. Yeah. And I was like, you fucking cunt. You fucking
when was cunt. This?
This was maybe like in the mid 90s.
Tap and dancing's so, fun.
Well, she was like,
is it? Have you done it?
Yeah, when with I was shoes? A kid.
I loved it when I was a kid, but I only liked to do it in my mom's heels. But yeah. I was real little, and I was like, I just liked the noise it made.
Yeah,
it's and then so fun. I was like, I'm either going to be a tap dancer or a stripper because I like the heel sound,
yeah. the clicking.
Yeah, and that was all I liked.
You're like, as long as your mom's like, as long as you're standing when you tap the heels. Laying down and tapping the heels.
When we went to the strip club, there was a stripper that kept clanking her heels behind my head like this, and it was like a little much.
Oh yeah,
I was like, I thought like you're just gonna like rub your tits on me. I don't need you clapping.
Were you in between her legs like
yes.
that?
Yes,
oh. Sarah was all up in between
she was
her.
Doing this.
You ever look at your sister and can't look at her for a second? I'm like, I gotta get my sister.
So
some
you
alone
ate
time.
The stripper out?
No, I didn't.
Well, you were close.
No,
didn't the stripper?
Planking.
Didn't the stripper want to eat you out?
Yeah,
and
I said I gotta go. I'm not having a stripper eat me out. Are you insane?
It would be insane if you ate the stripper out because there's where the sores come in. You're clean.
Yeah, you should have had her eat you out.
Okay.
You should have eaten you out and then taken the dollars back from the floor. That's what I would have done. I would have said, like, now we're even, bitch. I'm getting my money back. Sorry.
But so she was over your head and tapping her.
Yeah.
And I would see her jump. Sarah would jump.
It was like, Jesus Christ.
What
who
strip
wants
club?
That? Who wants a fucking 7-inch heel right next to your eyes?
It is scary.
I was
scary.
Worried I was going to have to get an eye patch because she's going to gouge my eye out with her whore heel.
Well, how great would it be?
Imagine you're on stage and you have an eye patch because from a stripper heel.
Yeah. Everybody wants to know why.
What happened? Oh, a little mistake over at the Yellow Rose.
The pleaser got me. That's what the shoes are called, the pleasers.
Is that the name of the strip club?
Yeah.
The Yellow what?
In Austin. There's one called the Red Rose and the Yellow Rose.
Oh, I remember those girls. Sarah, they were on Kill Tony.
Yeah,
with Hans Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was another one. Me and Rogan were the guests, and they made out with Hans Kim. I'm like,
oh, wow.
We're still in COVID.
Oh.
He's the source. What are you great. Doing? And they literally were like, and I was like, oh my God. I forget what it was, his birthday or something stupid, but Tony had them come on stage with him.
I've seen Hans make out with a few different women on
this was
show.
When it was at the Vulcan.
Okay.
Yeah. So I love Austin. I think they're killing it down there.
It's so
they
fun.
They are. Me and Sarah have gone down there and... Boy, we need to stop going to the strip clubs. I think it's time. We
yeah, but
did
now
it.
It's like you know them. Like
we had fun last time. That was not that long ago.
I know, but we've gone too many times where it feels like we're
regular.
I was a regular at Crazy Girls for years,
dude.
There's nothing wrong with visiting a strip club.
There really isn't.
I walked into a strip. I didn't know it's making us feel better about it.
I'm not kidding. Well, then I feel like shit because I didn't mind it. I knew the owner. We would go hang out with the owner.
Oh, that's
Crazy
the best.
Girls.
During Skankfest,
R.I.P. Mario.
I dressed as Luis Gomez during Skank Fest as Luis K. And you saw the thing I did. And then when we walked into the Yellow Rose, I swear to God, we walked in and the manager was like, Luis K. And I was like, we got to go. I can't be recognized as my ex-boyfriend at the strip club and continue having a night. Like, he was like, Luis K, what's up? I was like,
oh boy.
And then he gave us free money.
Free money.
Free money to throw at the strippers.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That's never happened to me. That's recycled money.
That's how I knew I made it.
Here, put this back on stage.
Yeah.
You're like, I made it. He gave me money to get the stripper.
I was like, hell yeah.
And let me tell you, it hits different when it's not your money.
Oh, of course.
I'm like,
yeah, you're making it rain.
I want to show you how Sarah gives money to a stripper.
Oh,
okay, imagine there's a stripper right here.
I don't know why I'm excited about that.
Ass is right here. Ass is voluptuous. Legs up.
Let me move this back further. Listen to clicking. My pussy snap. Yeah, I get it.
She's clicking, and Sarah has a pile of money. And this is her pussy. Sarah's going this.
Shut up.
Not even in front of the girl. Just staring at her vagina. Emotionless.
Were you waiting for it to like pulsate?
I was just like,
that'd be amazing.
I was like, kind of stoned.
Oh, okay.
And then it wasn't my money, so I didn't have like the same excitement that I should have had.
But you weren't like making it rain like that. You were making it slam.
She was mindlessly giving money to a stripper. And I was like, can you slow down? Like,
I look like someone's horny uncle.
She did. It was scary. I was like, you're gonna go to jail. Like, this is like, this
funny
is
funny. She was just hand like it's a slot machine trying to put it in,
putting in the clit.
I kind of like that.
We got to stay away from the strip clubs. We need like a break.
Speak for yourself, bitch. If I want to go see titties and ass at the strip club, that's my God-given right.
I guess that is your God-given right.
Tits and ass.
I wanted
ass.
To say it like a country man.
Tits and ass.
TNA, baby.
Chorus line.
Have you ever danced on a stripper pole?
Of course, million times.
Really?
It's hard.
My niece, I did a bit about it. It's on my album, in case you're interested. Anyway.
Go check it out.
Where can they find
it? No, my niece got one for Christmas.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, really? You're getting her a stripper pole for Christmas? You know, it's embarrassing already. And they put it in the living room.
Oh, fuck.
So we were swinging on that. But before that, way before that, when I was really young, like 1,800 years ago, there was this girl that was like, you're built so nice. And I was like, really? Meanwhile, I'm a stick. I'm titless. Tiny bit of an ass, but like no.
Stickless tit is a good name for a special.
Stickless tit is who my next band is. But literally like a stick with like, what my brother Billy used to call him, bumpy bits. He's like, ew, put your bumpy bits away. Like, because they were so tiny. And I had a little bit of an ass, but I was tall and thin. They used to call me olive oil. So I was like, whatever. This girl goes, no, the guys will go crazy from
olive
you.
Olive oil, like Popeye's wife.
Yes. So she goes, girls, the guys will go nuts for you. And so she talked me into going to a strip club. And I went during the day.
You became a stripper for
a day?
No,
I was gonna.
Did you get on stage?
I went out. It was closed.
Oh, okay.
And the owner wanted to see me on, and I was like the nervous, I can't even explain. Like, I was wet. I was sweaty.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're a kid. You don't give a shit. Yeah. Like, I chain smoke. But I remember being like, my hands were sweaty, and I'd slip off the pole and be like, it was the worst. He goes, no, never, no.
No.
He goes, plus her brothers will kill me and I'm never doing this. So I never did it. But I told Dom Irrera that story and he tells everybody, remember when you used to be a stripper? I'm like, no, I wasn't a stripper.
I missed Dom.
The girl tried to get me to do it. She just said it would be good. And thank God I wasn't good at it and didn't like it.
Yeah.
Because if I did,
you would have been in there. Like, yeah.
I would have been retired.
Yeah. You could have relaxed.
Yeah.
Or thank God you didn't. You might have been happy.
The laid down lady stripper at this age. Just letting the roast beef curtains come out.
Oh, my God.
They need,
I pin them back.
You know what? They need strip clubs for everyone.
Who has a hair clip? I got to get this up.
They do need strip clubs for what everyone's into. Like, they need an elderly strip club.
Fans.
An elderly fans.
I always say that I'm going to do an elderly fans.
An elderly
fan? Yeah, just pin them back and be like, look at that, guys.
Put a fan up to it so they can watch it blow side flat. By side.
And then we'll put some like stuff on it so it looks like it's wet, but it's all right.
You can step
one
side of it to the other side of the wall, like, and hang Cujo. Your clothes up on it.
Like, No.
Like Cujo.
The dog. Just foaming.
Whoa. Cujo puss?
I don't know why I went there, but they would probably be like, that's a little far. Is she diseased? No, it's a rabid pussy. Oh, God. It'll get you.
A rabid pussy.
It's crazy. Like, the money people make on fucking OnlyFans. Holy shit.
It's crazy. It's like, when you get... I get so many messages to start an OnlyFans. I've done the numbers.
I bet you girls get bombarded. Like, no one even sends me.
I think she's getting closer to creating the account.
Yeah.
Check out this bikini photo she posted.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, there's like a timeline, like we're Mary Kate and Ashley to start an OnlyFans. They're like, that's one more. I have a Patreon. I put thirst traps on a Patreon.
Do it. Yeah, I would do it. I mean, I got one dick pic this whole, ever since I had, I think it was Facebook, and it was from an older guy, and I'm like, dude.
It was Feng Chao.
No, it was bigger. But like, I'm just like, I don't even get that. Like, people don't, they're like, is she trans? Like, I swear they say that a lot.
I've heard that
this
about
one
me.
Guy asked me to marry him every day on Instagram like 3 years, right? It was like, I was like, wow, he really loves me. I started to think this man must love me. He's asked me every day for 3 years to marry him. Then one day I get a DM from him. I open it. It's his fucking dick. I go, I thought you were in love with me, love, wanted me to be your wife. Now you're showing me your dick. And then I blocked him. Then he tagged me from your account.
Oh, he's the one that says to unblock you. He messages me all the time asking if I would ask you to unblock him. And I'm like, no, I don't know what you did, but you're blocked for a reason.
You're blocked for a reason.
So you blocked him because he sent you a dick pic.
Then he goes me.
Because I get it all the time. It's not dick pics, but Dice blocks people. That's his favorite thing to do.
And then
there's a whole, some of them on my, I get a lot of comments, but it's because they're asking if you can tell Dice to unblock me. And it's like 30 people.
So
and I'm
funny.
Like, keep commenting. It's never going to happen. But
oh, my God. I like when they argue in my comments.
Yeah,
I'm like, yes, it's good for the algorithm. Get in a fight in my comments.
Oh, yeah. One guy was like, I replied to something nasty he said. And I thought it was funny. I didn't care. But like, I wrote something silly and tried to like counter it. And he didn't even get the joke. And I was like, whatever. So I just let it go. He goes, oh, your feelings are hurt. I'm like, dude. I've been dead for years. Like, fucking crazy. But then it got my thing like almost 2 million views because they were all arguing in there about what a piece of shit I am. And I'm like, I don't care.
Whatever gets the views.
I am a piece of shit.
I couldn't imagine like ever. I see so much bad art on Instagram and people trying to create and not do a great job, and I never have the feeling of wanting to message them and tell them they're doing bad.
Yeah, or even if
I never have that need.
You see a terrible joke, you see a terrible anything,
all the time.
A terrible sketch.
At most, I send it to Sarah and I go, well, look at this. What fucking garbage. Oh, wow. And they're going to be on the lineup?
Yeah,
wow.
there's a couple threads.
The comedians talking shit about each other, the threads. I wish I could be a fly on the wall of the threads. I mean, me and Sarah have a pretty good one.
We're
angelic.
We're not angelic.
She's like, we got some dirty threads talking shit about our peers. Got, like, shut up, bitch.
We got dirty threads.
It's true.
You're embarrassing
mine
me.
Mine is terrible. And
mine
I have
too.
Ingram in some of them, so it's even worse.
I would love to get inside there.
No.
You and Ingram text thread? La, la, la. I could look through that all day. That sounds so great.
It's probably so funny. It's probably the funniest one.
It got so bad that a few people left the thread.
Oh, I would
that they
love.
Were like, yeah, it's too much, you know? And so it's all the way down to me, Rick, and Danish. Jeff Daniels.
That's funny.
They fucking scared them out.
That's a funny chat.
I was crying. Like, because I don't get offended. So, and also if it's negative, it doesn't bother me. Like, it's funny. Yeah. I'm like, at least it's not me, you know? Yeah. And so they just, whatever. And even if it's me, I get made fun of a lot. Like, they'll be like, you really posted this? You were good with this? Yeah. I'm like, fuck. But then I'm like, whatever. There's not, like, sometimes I won't post things because I'm like, I'm going to hear about
from
it.
From the chat, from the boys.
Yeah. So, but then I put it up and I'm like, oh, they didn't see it. And then like a day later it comes up. I'm like, fuck.
They always find you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me and Sarah in our group chat with Rogan, and you would think that we're like three boys in a locker room with the memes we send
each
other.
It's the best.
Like, how old are we? How old are we? No one can see these.
Yeah.
This is bad.
There's a comic in New York, Nathan. I can't think of his last name. He's so fucking funny, though. Canadian guy. And he said that, he goes, all people are terrible. And he's like, if you don't believe me, everybody should have to show their threads, their text threads. You have to show what you say. I believe it's Nathan. I hope it's not the wrong comic. But I remember him saying, like, you have to show what you say. And I was like, oh, I just remember putting my phone away.
Like, oh. He's just smash it immediately, oh, put it in water. Yeah.
Is he going to take my phone? Like, I panicked.
That should be a rule. If you're going to Me Too someone, you should be able to, people should be able to read.
Oh, yeah, we
want to
look through your fucking shit,
I want to look through your shit.
Yeah, both sides. Whoever fucking complains, we want to see what an angel.
I'd do that to someone and they'd be squeaky clean and boring. Like, oranges are good, but I really like tangerines. And their fucking text, and I wouldn't find anything, and I would just be the racist.
You just get caught.
Yeah,
looking at their phone, and there's nothing good in there. If you're gonna get caught, it better be fucking worth it. He better be cheating.
Right. Yeah. If it's corny shit, though, we should be allowed to execute them.
Oh my God. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
No, if you're corny, you should go.
I mean, like, just like you said, like, oranges. Like,
I know.
I prefer a tangerine.
You ever have someone that starts talking to you and you're like, why? You've got to have more going on in your head than this, that you have to care about something else that's more interesting than this.
And they don't.
I hate small talk.
This is small talk. So anyway.
No, with like, you know what I mean.
No, exactly. And
so like, how are you?
I actually feel like a dick because before I started stand-up, I feel like, well, obviously I was less funny before I started doing stand-up. And I feel like I was a little more like hacky and my humor was like a little more hacky.
Interesting.
And I've definitely gotten funnier just being around comedians. And now I feel like such a bitch sometimes when I go back home and it is really hard for me to laugh. Laugh at with my mom, and I could see it kind of hurts our feelings because I have to really force it out of myself and be like, that is great. That's rich, mom. That's good.
Same.
And you have to, but I used to genuinely think it was funny, the things she say. And now I'm like so past it and it makes me feel guilty.
Or sometimes when people are telling stories and they take a really long time to get to the punchline. Or there is no punchline. What?
If someone is telling a really long story, and usually if they're telling a story this long, you already know where it's going. They say the first sentence, you go, I already know the end.
Foreshadowing.
But
we got it.
So I will literally cut them off and I go, let me guess. And I'll say the ending.
You do?
Yes. I go, let me guess. And then you did this. And they're like, yes. I'm like, crazy. I got to go pee. That's a good one. If someone's just say, let me guess, and pee, and finish the story for
that's
them.
That's a good one.
I gotta pee's a good out.
I am fortunate.
Sometimes I do have to
my
really
mom,
pee.
That's true. My mom is pretty funny, so I'm like fortunate with that. But then there's other like things that they watch that aren't fun. Like my mom genuinely will cut your throat like uncomfortably, and she's always been that way.
Cut your throat.
Like hardcore, like with a dig, like cut you up, whatever the word is, where you're like, that fucking hurt, bitch.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, even today we were joking. I said, I always make a lot of mistakes. And then she goes, I don't make any. And I go, you made 10 because she had 10 kids.
Right.
And she went, no, 11. I married your father.
Oh.
And I was like,
She's good.
My dad, bitch.
She's
like, he is an asshole, but you picked him. You know, but it's like, she don't like let you get one up on her. You know what I mean? Like, she'll figure out how to come at you.
Rose queen.
So I'm like, okay, I like battling with her and stuff like that. But then sometimes other people come over and I'll just be like, And my mom does it too. Her new thing is she'll hang up the phone and she'll be like, God, I have nothing in common with that person. And I'm like, it's your brother and you didn't hang up.
No.
He's still on the line.
And then you hear my Uncle Billy going, Ed, hello? You still there?
Oh, my God.
I have nothing in common with that person. It's your brother.
My mom's been doing this thing where if I'm high, she looks at me and goes, are you high? And I am. And she freaks me out. I go, yeah.
Does she get mad?
She goes, what are you high on? I go, edibles. She goes, okay.
She's checking in, making sure everything's okay.
She's checking in.
When your daughter's an artist, you got to check in.
She's like, are you high? And then I'm like, am I high? Yes, I'm high. Like, it starts tripping me out. I don't like being high around Debbie. If Deb's in the room.
Is Debbie a judger?
Debbie doesn't like weed. And my dad smokes weed and she doesn't like that either.
My mom smokes weed, yeah.
Have you ever gone catatonic on like just...
Like heroin?
Oh, like greened out? They call it greening out.
I don't know, but it happened to my niece or my little cousin one time.
Like it got so
all
high?
The comics got her so high and she was just sitting on the patio like,
yeah,
and
that
I was
happens.
Like, hey, who killed my cousin?
You can't leave your cousin in sacred ground, Eleanor. You know that.
Well, it was in La Jolla. And she was just sitting on the patio. And I was like, I'm responsible for her, and I don't do anything. I was drinking that night. I was very drunk.
Yeah.
But so was Steve Simone. So the two real, like, reliable people.
Oh, if you and Steve Simone are drunk, there's no one to save anybody.
Exactly.
Around.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I was like, what are we going to do? Who did that to her? And and nobody could fit. She was just sitting there and she had to catch a train like early in the morning.
Do you remember?
But it was just from weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it does.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom will be like, is it just weed? I'm like, no, it's heroin, Debbie. What do you think?
Do you remember this fucking, like, I think homeless open micer? What was his
Which
name?
Which one? Aren't they I all was homeless? Say
Jeb?
Jem?
Jem. Do you remember Jem?
Kind of. I remember that name.
Oh, boy, do I remember Jem. I did his show right by Skid Row
at
one time. At his
house.
Yeah, his government housing house.
And I remember the name.
He used to wear tie-dye and follow around the Grateful Dead. And, like, he was taking acid like he was 18 and at Woodstock all the time, but he was like deep into his 50s and he used to cruise around with that guy, Mugzilla.
Mugzilla!
Oh, never Mugzilla.
It would be Mugzilla.
Whoa!
Wait, did Mugzilla die?
Did he die?
I don't know.
He had to have.
I don't remember.
He looked like he was on his way out 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's true.
I remember their face. Yeah, I remember them.
And they would
them.
Be together. Mugzilla.
That's why
and
I
Jem.
Remember them. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember them, and I think it was Mugzilla that did this. I remember a comedian, Mugzilla threw a party, and a comedian came in like the next day, so upset because she went to the party. First mistake, and she went with her dad. It was like a holiday
with
party.
Her dad.
Yeah, and Mugzilla had served a weed cake, but didn't label that it was weed.
No, I thought it was acid cake. And I thought it was Jem. Jem always had acid. One time he's like, I got acid. You want to come by Skid Row? I'm like, not really. I was like walking over syringes to get high.
He's going
to
fucking kidnap you guys. That's
he's probably
crazy.
Dead now too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
To break the news to all the sad listeners about Jem and Mugzilla.
People are still looking for Boon Chocolaca. Nobody knows. That's what we always talk about. Like the crazy characters that
I
came here
Boone.
On open mic night. I mean, Boone, obviously, is a staple.
I love his joke. What's long? What's 8 inches long and
12.
White? What's 12 inches long and white? Not well, a day. What is
12
it?
12 inches long and white.
Not a damn thing.
I think there's something else that goes in it, and I'm blocking it.
I miss him.
Do
I
you?
Bought some good stuff.
I really liked him. You don't?
You don't?
Listen to me. He would come up with the bloody toe and the fucking dirty underwear. No. No.
Do you know what he did to me?
Oh, give me the mic. No, you boom. 3 minutes.
Single-handedly had kept me dressed in the years 2011 to 13.
Stole them from somebody else and sold it to you for a dollar.
Yep.
You enjoyed that?
I did, yeah.
He came up to me and goes, I got a chip and dip bowl. You want it for Mother's Day?
He had good things.
I bought
he's my alter ego. Sometimes I do too many drugs and I want to like thrift like that. And like when he would come up with things, I like things. So he would come up with things and I was like, yeah, for a dollar, I'm in.
My ex used to give him like $100 and I'm like, Ronnie, don't do it.
Damn.
I know. I'm like, why? He goes, no, I feel bad. I'm like, don't feel bad. He stole that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what he said? This made me laugh one time. Curtis was hanging out on the patio and he goes, doesn't this guy look just like Christopher Reeves? And he kind of does. Funny. Before the accident.
After. He looks like a master for sure.
Boone is crazy.
Yeah.
Boone's dead, right?
We think. We don't know.
I have a feeling he's going to pop up one day and scare us all.
Exactly. And be all dressed in the night, like pull up in a limo or something.
Oh, my God.
Because somebody said he had money and that he had this, like, garage filled with stuff. There was so many fucking rumors. But all I remember is him, like, walking up to Rick Ingram and being like, you got a bathtub. And then Rick was like, yeah, he's like, can I take a bath at your house?
Did he let him?
No.
I remember, I'm like, there's no way he had money because one day he was wearing two different shoes.
That doesn't mean anything.
That doesn't mean anything. That sounds like a rich person.
By the way,
it got
like popular on TikTok. The kids were wearing two different shoes for a while, weren't
really?
They? Yes.
Oh, I missed that.
My nephew did it. And I was like, ugh, God.
I want to get adult Heelys.
Oh, please.
Is that...
Don't oh, please
with
me.
With the roller skate?
I'm allowed to have a wand.
A roller skate
their
thing?
Shoes
that, yeah, they're shoes that turn into skates when you click them. And then you can skate away. This is what I want to do.
Do they still
make
them?
I want to do my set, and I want to go, all right, guys, that's my time. I'm Kim Congdon. I want to hit my nose and then just skate off.
But I want you to do it off the main room stage because that's going to be more fun.
Yeah, but I want to learn how to do the skate
like
so
ramp?
Good that that I can hop off the stage through the crowd with my peace sign up like this. That's my thing. Yeah, I want to do that.
I like it.
I have not seen any adults in Heelys.
No.
Not until you see me.
But we used to have a comic that did a Scruncho, very funny comic.
Scruncho?
Scruncho used to close Fat Tuesday every Tuesday, and he would do it with roller skates, and he'd do all these fucking tricks. The skates weren't tied. We have no insurance. This guy's flipping around the main room stage, just doing crazy tricks like you wouldn't believe. Skates wide open. I was
like,
oh my God.
I feel like that's a Jamar Neighbors move. Can't you see Jamar?
Scruncho, yeah, they would be. Scruncho was like a little different than Jamar, but yeah, similar.
Okay, it's giving
Jamar's very sweet.
He is.
Yeah.
Scruncho had a tattoo of a 9mm on his waist. So,
oh my.
Scruncho, Mugzilla, and Jim.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Scruncho was a bad motherfucker and he's just funny.
I mean,
he's still around. He did a one-man show a couple of years ago. Sherry Shepherd directed it.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's very talented. He just grew up a little wilder. Like, Jamar has some stories, but I think Scruncho was a little more embedded, if you will. Yeah, very funny, too. Yeah.
Scruncho.
But the fucking, I just remember the skates and the whole time I'd be putting drinks down like,
that's,
you know, I was
so nervous
because he's fucking flying. It's a half moon state, you know, mm-hmm. And he'd go right on the edge, like whoa, like fast. And I'm like, Jesus Christ!
I don't know if I
it's
can
like
confidently like introduce anything.
Oh,
like
he would
that
slay
into my set.
Into your.
You know what I mean? I'm like,
Sarah.
I could hula hoop.
Sarah can hula hoop.
Even I have a weird hula hoop skill.
Well, I will say this: I don't think I could see you move that fast. You're a very whoa.
That was a little teaser.
Chair.
Give us another hoop. Oh.
If you like what you see here.
Seriously. You should
subscribe
put that
to my Patreon.
Put it on your Patreon.
Are you hula hooping on yours?
No, but I do have an LED hula hoop and I should start.
You should hula hoop in underwear.
Whoa.
Okay, Kris Jenner.
And here's
Jesus
the thing.
Fucking Christ. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
You're crushing it.
If you would just show your pussy more.
If you could just show your pussy just a tad bit, you could make some good money.
Yeah, just wear like, some white underwear with a little, draw a line
pull
where
a lip
the slit
out.
Is.
Kim
it's
takes
fine.
10%.
Yeah. I do need a cut, actually. And we have this on tape, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so where you guys do a podcast together. Where
yes.
can people find you?
You can find us every Monday on This Bitch Podcast,
yes.
on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, all the places. Then you can find me on Wednesday on Shank. Spotify, YouTube, all the places, at Princess Shank on Instagram for show dates. And when does this come out? Do we know?
Good question.
Weeks. I also like that Sarah, when she does her plugs, she gives the same energy as when she's giving money to a stripper. So, it's just fucking zoned in. She's you can find me, Spotify, all the things where I am. And it's like, can you have some emotion in your eyes towards the end?
Because I wanted to know, because January 14th, we're doing a
main room show.
Main room show.
Well, make sure to that.
Well, thanks for coming to the main room.
We sold it out again. Wow. Two sellouts in a row, people. Things are getting crazy.
And what about you?
You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon, patreon.com/Kim Congdon, twitch.tv/Kim Congdon, KimCongdon.com for show dates.
I love it. Check out
my other podcast, The Kim Congdon Takeover.
Kim Congdon Takeover. I love it. And I want you to, when you do your hula hoop, do the dead eye like you were doing when you were telling your dates.
Do the date dead eye when you hoop.
I'm going to be in the main room January 14th. It's so fucking awesome. Well, I'm thrilled. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you for having us. You're a fucking,
you're the best.
You're an icon and a legend. We respect you so much. We really appreciate you.
No, you're really one of the funniest.
I love both of you.
Love you.
Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you for having
us. Please check them out. Like, subscribe, do all that shit. Sorry Rick wasn't here. You know he's a cocksucker.
All right.
That's it.
Thank you.